afternoon. My name is Ron Gerber, and welcome to Songs I Listen To in My Car. We'll be driving around until 2 o'clock, at which point we have WRUR-FM news, and after that, crap from the past, my pride and joy when I take a nostalgic look back at the 1970s and early 1980s. We'll be driving around, oh, let's see, hey, you can call me in my car phone, 275-9787, which puts you in touch with me. If you've got something you want to hear in my car, give me a call. Let's start things off with Kirstie McCall from an album that came out last year called Electric Ladyland. Here's, I hate that. Well, she's Walking Down Madison on WRUR-FM. Oh, man. All right, it would help if I turned this on. Oh, this is going to be a technical nightmare this week. Enjoy.
Gonna get up, gonna get up, gonna get up.
Oh,
and time.
on a beach. And you ain't seen nothing yet on WRUR FM. My name is Ron Gerber, and thanks for driving around with me as we listen to songs I listen to in my car. If there's something you want to say to me personally, all you have to do is call me here at 275-9787. That puts you in touch with me. Before that, we heard Black Box and Right on Time. And it's in a movie right now on some soundtrack, but I forget the name of the movie. But it's good that the song is getting some more exposure because I really like it. Let's keep on driving with you too.
Yeah.
From the Happy Mondays from about 2 years ago, the song is called Step On. Welcome to 88.5 WRUR FM Rochester. My name is Ron Boogie Monster Gerber, and I'm all set to kick off festivities for Crap from the Past, which comes on at around 2:08, right after WRUR News. Hey, let's keep things moving. Let's go to about, how about 4 years ago? A man called Ivan Neville. Here's Not Just Another Girl on WRUR.
I gotta find a way inside a lovely world.
WRUR-FM, Rochester. The Doobie Brothers on 88.5 WRUR-FM. And thanks for listening to songs I drive around to, songs I listen to in my car, but I drive around to them also, so that's okay. Up next, after WRUR News, we have crap from the past, so don't go anywhere. Here, oh, wait a minute, I have to do an ID. You are tuned to 88.5 WRUR-FM Rochester. Here is WRUR News.
Welcome to your 2 o'clock WRUR newscast for Friday, March 27th. I'm Deepa Chacko. The Bush administration is ready to do some business with Russia, business that hasn't been allowed before. A White House spokesman says it'll include the purchase by the United States of some Russian space and nuclear technology, a space power unit, and the thrusters that the Russians are used to turn a space station are among the items on the shopping list. Meanwhile, an administration official says the White House could decide to boost its aid to the former Soviet Union, even providing $1 billion with the goal of stabilizing the ruble. No word on when President Bush might act on those recommendations, which reportedly came in a report from Secretary of State Baker. Libya says if the United Nations Secretary General looks into the alleged role of Libyan agents in the bombing of Pan Am Flight 103, Libya will accept his decision. This, as a U.S. State Department official told the World Court in the Netherlands, that Libya hasn't ended its involvement in terrorism. Libya is hoping that the World Court can help it avert sanctions that are threatened by the UN because of Libya's decision not to turn over the suspects in the Pan Am bombing and other attacks. Union Carbide says it would be disgraceful for Indian authorities to try to extradite the company's former chairman, Warren Anderson. A court in India has issued an arrest warrant for Anderson, who faces homicide charges because of the gas disaster at a Carbide plant in Bhopal that killed more than 4,000 people in 1984. The company says Anderson had nothing to do with operations of the plant in India. Still more protests in a Swiss city where retired General Norman Schwarzkopf made a speech earlier in the week. A spokesman for the Swiss insurance company that sponsored the speech says vandals have broken windows and thrown paint at company offices. When Schwarzkopf spoke on Monday, police used tear gas and hundreds of protesters. Police used tear gas against hundreds of protesters critical of the Gulf War. More ammunition today for Jerry Brown to use to charge that Bill Clinton is involved in one scandal after another. The New York Times says Clinton got rid of part of a bill moving through the Arkansas legislature, the part that would have made top state officials disclose actions that related to business activities of their families. Clinton says he introduced the original disclosure requirements but dropped them when the measure got stalled in the legislature. Even though an infant girl born without a brain is expected to die soon, a judge isn't letting her parents donate vital organs before she dies. The judge says, however, that doctors can remove organs that are not vital to her life, so they can remove one of her kidneys. Doctors say if the baby is declared brain dead, her organs could save the lives of 5 infants. The parents are appealing the judge's ruling. We now go to Walter Campbell, attorney for the parents of the child in Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
We have filed a notice of appeal with the 4th District Court of Appeals for the state of Florida, asking the court to interpret the Constitution and the state law, allowing the physicians to do what they think necessary to preserve the organs and allow donation to children that need the organs from this baby.
In state news, the state legislature this morning began passing the state budget for the next fiscal year. What's not clear yet, though, is when they'll finish. At about 11:20 a.m., the state assembly began debating one of the bills necessary to pass the budget. 2 bills would make payments to cover the state's borrowing, and the other would pay for capital projects. But Governor Cuomo and state leaders still aren't finished negotiating the main portions of the budget, which involve how many more taxes and fees New Yorkers will pay next year. They've given themselves a deadline of 5 this evening to reach a handshake agreement. New York's legislature hasn't adopted a budget before the April 1st deadline since 1984. Healthcare costs are 1/3 lower in Rochester than in the rest of the nation, and only about 8% of the area's residents are uninsured, compared with 16% nationwide. That's what members of a Congressional Committee on Government Operations were told this morning in Rochester. The committee in Rochester to hear testimony about the city's unique health insurance system. The committee was in Rochester to hear testimony about the city's unique health insurance system. Rochester Blue Cross Blue Shield President Howard Berman said one of the reasons for the lower costs is that Rochester has a community rating system for health insurance. That means everyone in the community can get insurance for the same price, whether they work for Kodak or are unemployed, and even if they have health problems. Charles Boscher, head of the U.S. General Accounting Office, says Rochester's success in keeping insurance rates down and broadening access to health care could be a model for the rest of the country. I'll be back in a few minutes with a look at entertainment, sports, and the weather. But first, here's a public service announcement.
Imagine a food that tastes good, is fast and easy to prepare, and inexpensive to buy. Prevent provides protein, fiber, complex carbohydrates, a host of vitamins and minerals, is low in calories, low in fat, sodium and cholesterol, and free, and non-allergenic. Sound nice? It's rice. Naturally wholesome rice offers all these advantages, comes in several varieties, and can be deliciously served in every course, from soup to dessert. For a free tips and recipe brochure, call to Discover Rice, send a self-addressed, stamped, business-size envelope to the USA Rice Council, Department DR, Post Office Box 740121, Houston, Texas, 77274. This has been a public service announcement from 88.5 WRUR-FM, Rochester.
I'm back, and here's the latest in entertainment. Michael Douglas is defending the violent sex scene he has with Jean Triplehorn in Basic Instinct. Women's groups are calling it date rape, but Douglas says it's not. Douglas says when he first slams Triplehorn against the bedroom wall, she indicates clear approval. He says there are different ways of there are different ways consenting adults can make love, and being aggressive is one of them. Parents in Natchez, Mississippi are trying to organize an effort to get rid of MTV. Pat Catchings, a guidance counselor at Trinity Episcopal Day School, says kids are learning a very cruel sense of humor from the music videos. Catchings says parents are concerned that videos glorify casual sex and drug and alcohol abuse. Ironically, Salmon's Communications of Dallas, which serves their area, did cancel MTV in several states, but later agreed to bring it back after fans protested. Oprah Winfrey is looking to take a huge chunk of cash from a tabloid newspaper. She filed a $300 million libel suit against News Extra for an article that said her fiancé, Stedman Graham, had sex with a male cousin. Her lawyer says there is no question that the story is false and that it is outrageous, insulting, and offensive. The couple seeks damage for alleged character defamation, invasion of privacy, and emotional distress. The publisher of the tabloid has had no comment on the suit. And one of the new kids on the block is now off the legal hook. A judge has dismissed an assault charge against group member Jordan Knight. He had been charged with assault and battery after being accused of ordering a bodyguard to punch a man outside a Boston club last June. Knight's agent says prosecutors told a judge this week that they had no case and asked that the charges be dismissed. In sports news, former heavyweight champion Mike Tyson is in prison this morning, but his lawyers will be heading to court to try to get him out. They're seeking to reverse yesterday's no-bail decision while they appeal his sentence for 6 years in prison and $30,000 fine for rape. NHL labor negotiations pick up again today at a Toronto hotel after a session yesterday in which both sides said progress seemed too slow. The talks will continue until the last minute, which is a Monday strike deadline set by the players. And the Green Bay Packers say they've signed their fifth NFL Plan B free agent of the year. He's strong safety Adrian White, who played with the New York Giants. Here are the latest sports scores. In the NHL, it was New Jersey over Boston 4-2, Chicago over Quebec 5-4 in overtime, New York Islanders over San Jose 7-4, Pittsburgh over Vancouver 7-3, St. Louis over Hartford 7-2, and Calgary over Los Angeles 7-2. In the NBA, it was Atlanta over Washington, 107-95, New York over Denver, 106-104, LA Clippers, 109, and Houston, 95, the LA Lakers over Dallas, 115-92, Portland over Sacramento, 128-106. And in NCAA basketball, it was Duke over Seton Hall, 81-69, UCLA over New Mexico State, 85-78, Kentucky over Massachusetts, 87-77, and Indiana over Florida State, 85-74. Finally, here's a look at the weather for today. There is a snow advisory in effect for this afternoon and this evening. This afternoon, there should be snow accumulating from 2 to 4 inches by dark and temperatures falling to near 30 degrees. There will be northerly winds from 15 to 25 miles per hour with a few higher gusts. Friday night, there could be snow with another couple of inches possible and cold with a low in the mid-20s. There will be north winds from 15 to 25 miles per hour and very gusty. On Saturday, there will be variable cloudiness, blustery, and very cold with snow showers and a high in the mid-30s. That's all the news for now. I'm Deepa Chacko, signing off for WRUR News.